Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Hank Bowling over in Adair County. Good morning to you, Hank.
Good morning.
Hank is a 4-H member, as I said, in Adair County and has had a special project related to Reach Out Iowa, and we want to find out about that. But first, we want to know a little more about you, Hank. Tell us your parents' name, kind of where you live, about your 4-H club.
I am in the Somerset Citizens. I am 12 years old. My parents are Lynn and Elaine Bowling. I am from Greenfield.
Okay.
This is my third year in 4-H. I've played about any sport.
So, do you have a favorite sport?
Probably baseball.
Uh-huh. Well, you're just right getting into the season then.
Yes.
It's a good time. What about other kinds of 4-H projects? You have?
I take poultry, woodworking, communication, citizenship.
You, I think you're a busy guy here, but not too busy to do this Reach Out Iowa project. Tell us how you got the idea and where you got the information to start. And it had to do with Christmas cards, so I'm assuming you're all done with this, but where did you start?
I started by finding it on TV as an advertising by the Red Cross. And I thought I could take it through the community and just help out.
And so what did you end up doing? And we'll talk about who else you involved in the community. But what about these, as I understand, Christmas cards? Is that right?
Yes, we sent Christmas cards to the soldiers over in Iraq and Iran. And in hospitals, out in just their normal bases, wherever they can be to get the cards, I sent them.
Uh-huh. And where did you get the cards?
I had people around the community make them.
And then did they sign them so that people, when the soldiers got them, they knew who made the card?
That was against the rules.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't want to know, like, personal information about them.
Okay. How many did you end up sending?
I sent 1,020 cards. 30 cards, sorry.
That is a lot of work, Hank. Okay, you told us where the idea came from, and you got the community to help you make cards, but what, kind of go through the steps. What did you have to do after you first got the idea?
After I got the idea, I asked some of my friends to help out with the project. I got 11 of them, and they were happy to join.
Good.
It was kind of known as a core group, which kind of led me through the project.
Uh-huh. So were finances needed for this project? Did you have to spend some money?
Yes, I did for shipping. It cost 160 dollars for over 1,000 cards.
Uh-huh. So that's where the Reach Out Iowa project came in. They helped pay for that?
Yes. Deb Hall had a great grant worked out for me.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So when you got your friends together, you said that you had this core group. What was their job?
Their job was to count the cards and make sure all the rules were in there.
What were some of the other rules? You said you didn't want people's personal names on there. What were some of the other rules?
You couldn't have, like, glitter. You couldn't have any insert.
Ah.
Any gifts at all.
Mm-hmm. And they were all, though, Christmas. It was about Christmas, so they were all Christmas cards. I assume they're...
Yes.
Okay, so that kind of helped you define to people. And then did you go out and, you know, knock on doors, or how did you get people in the community to help you provide cards?
I actually put up different drop sites and papers all around town, and we sent notices to church bulletins and articles in the newspaper and set up just more and more job sites in the public.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing some people in the community got really excited about this and thought it was a wonderful idea. What kind of comments did you get from people?
From different people, I heard, like, they just said different things about the troops, and they have some friends over there or something, and they said that it was a great thing that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Hank, I think you helped make other people feel really good also about doing this project, that, and they, just like you said, they felt good about being involved with it. And, you know, sometimes we need a little help to know how to do this kind of thing that makes us feel good. So you kind of, you helped to get all that done. And any follow-up now, do you get any response back from any soldiers? Do they come back through the Red Cross, or do you not ever know where the cards went and the responses?
I haven't received any responses from the soldiers themselves, but I have friends and family that have talked to me and sent notes saying they have a friend or son that has gotten a card and how much it means to hear from people back home.
Oh, wonderful. So you did get some feedback. That's really, really good. So is the project all complete now?
The project is all complete for this year, but it is just going to continuously go on for years and years.
Wow, you really started something. And as you go through that, I'm guessing you'll get more and more people involved. How about that core group? Are they with you for next year too?
Yes, they are. They'll just keep on helping me out like they did this year.
Oh, that's great to have that group with you. And then, like I say, I'm sure, you know, 1 year a lot of people get involved. The next year they've spread the word. So I'm guessing you're going to get even more people involved and be able to send even more cards. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome.
Yes, yes. Well, since the project is done right now, how does that relate to your 4-H projects? Is this a part of community service, a part of citizenship? Do you use it as a 4-H project?
I use it as a 4-H project, and I think this is good in almost any part of 4-H.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What other community service project is your club involved with? Anything else that they're doing in the community to help folks out? Nothing to do with the Christmas cards, but just something else?
There are quite a few things that are going on in the community. I can't really think off the top of my head.
Is your club helping with Savannah's project, helping with the fairgrounds?
I do not believe so.
Okay, because clubs had a choice of whether they wanted to do that or not. You might get involved yet. You never know, Hank.
Yeah.
Never know. That's right. We're visiting with Hank Bowling over in Adair County about his Reach Out Iowa project doing Christmas cards for soldiers. Now, you've been in 4-H for 3 years. What do you get out of it? Why do you like 4-H? I'm assuming you like it because you're there doing all this work, but why?
It's just so much fun being in 4-H. Everything's organized and really important, and it's just really fun working with the youth and making a difference.
Uh-huh. Great. Now, if you're 4-H'ers should be working on their projects that they're going to exhibit at fair. That's not the only thing they do, but, you know, you got to look ahead. Are you working on anything right now? Got your
right now, I am in the middle of a woodworking project.
Ah. What are you making?
I am making a chicken trivet.
Sort of related to your poultry project then.
Yes.
Yes. Now, have you ordered baby chickens? Is that something you do in your poultry project?
Yes. Right now I have 17 5-week-old chickens.
They've just been peeping away and growing pretty fast.
Yes.
Yes.
They have.
To me, they're so cute when they're little and fluffy and cuddly, and then pretty soon they start getting their real feathers. Are yours at that stage now at 5 weeks?
Mine are kind of in between. They're molting, but they don't have their feathers yet.
Okay. Great. Well, we want to thank you for doing the project, Hank, and helping out lots of folks, but also for spending time and letting other folks know what you're doing by visiting with us today on Backyard and Beyond.
You're welcome.
Okay. Until next time, here's a thought. And again, I want to say we've been visiting with Hank Bowling in Adair County and about his Reach Out Iowa project. Being good is commendable, but only when it is combined with doing good is it useful.